Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
You like McDonald's, right, Violetta?
Love it. I got it this morning. Even though I was tired, I needed it.
Nick, you like McDonald's?
On occasion.
Okay. Whip?
In fact, I had a McDonald's coffee this morning.
What?
Oh, I was supposed to your Dunkin'.
Yeah, I didn't make it to Dunkin' in time last night, so I got the McDonald's, which was fantastic. Large iced coffee. It works.
All right. The question is McDonald's related from Swanee. Hey, Eric, it's Swanee. I was wondering, what is Grimace from McDonald's? What is Grimace? Now, are you familiar with Grimace, Violetta?
Only because it was trending on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's where Swanee got the question. He might have seen it and gone, oh.
Is there news about Grimace?
Yeah, there actually is. Yeah. So I did a little search. But before we get into it, I thought I would ask you guys, what is Grimace?
I know the Hamburglar or Hamburglar, right?
Yeah, that's
so that might help people narrow it down.
That's a criminal.
It's his buddy. Yeah, it's his buddy.
But what is Grimace?
Oh, you're saying really what is he?
Yeah, like, you know, the Hamburglar is a guy that's got a little mask on.
Yeah.
He steals burgers.
But Grimace, when you look at Grimace from McDonald's, what is that?
It's just a big purple thing.
A big purple thing.
That's literally, there is not anything, right?
A big purple thing.
Big purple monster?
A big purple monster.
He's a blob.
He's a big purple blob.
with a face.
Okay, so if that's true, both of you, what would be the purpose of McDonald's in their marketing department to go, you know what, as one of our characters, let's go with a big purple thing?
Maybe to promote, like, grape high C or something.
Do they even have grape high C?
I don't know, but maybe that was the
let's promote grape high C. We don't have it.
Maybe in the 50s when they came up with Grimace, they had a grape drink.
No.
So is there a purpose? I mean, I'm going to go with it just seems like a pretty likable, big, I'm Grimace. You know, who doesn't love that?
With the voice. The Grimace debate, as Violetta alluded to, and Swanee must have seen online and asked the question, has been raging. McDonald's manager Brian Bates was interviewed by a Canadian news outlet, went viral last week. He says Grimace is a taste bud.
Ew, that's so gross.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I just like him better as a blob.
Yeah, I'm wondering what that meeting was like.
Yeah.
Like, if that meeting was going on and I was sitting watching it from another room, can you imagine?
Taste bud?
Grimace is a taste bud.
Sick.
I know. Some people were shocked by this revelation. Many thought Grimace was a purple mushroom.
Yeah.
Or the person who came up with Grimace.
Right. A purple polyp.
Okay.
A raisin.
Oh, okay.
Or a grape.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, now those would make more sense as opposed to a taste bud, a purple taste bud.
It's like a misshaped grape, though.
Right, exactly.
Like.
Grimace, which is what I do. All morning long.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
What are you doing?
I was trying to turn. I turned two of them down.
Why?
Because she keeps staring at them.
It's okay.
I know, but I'm trying
to. You know what it is? Hey, Whip, you know what it is with Nikki?
What?
Nikki can't help herself.
Right.
She needs to make everything comfortable and okay all the time, and I can't get through to her. Non-comfort and non-okay is better.
I'm going to follow you around one day.
Yes.
You can show me.
Like, she's over there dimming lights and fluffing pillows.
Yeah, what's going on?
The whole concept of the test is just if she can go lay down and the drugs kick in. That's what it is. Like, Nikki, if she was on Survivor,
right,
would, like, go, they'd cut to a cutaway to commercial, and Nikki would be like, I got everybody Panera.
Right. Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, gather. I got
exactly.
Panera. I know we're all hungry. Don't take it. We'll have Panera.
For sure.
And then we'll just act it out. No,
just
let her be.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Top three ways to wake up. 312-233-1019. If it comes time to wake up and you need something going on, Ian, it's what?
Drinking pop or soda.
Any particular kind you believe in?
Me, per se, I like Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. There you go. That sounds good, yeah.
She tried with a Coke this morning.
There you go. This will wake you up every time, Harry.
To the smell of bacon cooking.
The smell of bacon cooking. If only we had bacon.
Yeah.
If only that. Or a bacon-scented candle. At number three, Matt, what do you do to wake up?
Well, it's a System of a Down in the other room waking me up.
That's good. Yeah.
Let's rock, baby. Let's rock.
That gets you up.
Well, Angry Halsey with Trent Reznor coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's same vein, maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
At number two, PJ, when it comes time to wake up, the thing to do is what?
Smoke alarm CO2 detector in the house at 3 in the morning.
That'll do it. Activate the smoke alarm and just see what happens. And see what happens. And finally, in at number one, when all else fails and it's time to wake up, Bella, the best thing to do is what?
There's this facial toner called Sea Breeze. Just the smell and the tingle in the morning will get you wide awake.
There it
yes,
is.
Yes, it stings your face.
It yep. stings your face.
It totally.
As opposed to the nostrils.
Her saying that actually made my face hurt.
Oh, so you're familiar, Nikki, with the Sea Breeze facial toner.
Sea Breeze, you put it on a cotton ball and you put it on your face and it's like, seriously, someone shot a laser at you.
Wow. Wow,
that's right.
Where do you get that, Bella?
They sell them at lots of Walgreens. I've seen it at Ulta before, but yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Is it a CVS? There's a CVS across the street.
Is.
We can do that.
I can go get some Sea Breeze.
That might be interesting. I've never heard of it. I'm writing it down, Bella. Sea Breeze facial toner. Put it on your face and feel the explosion.
Ooh. Yes. Totally wow. true.
I believe that's their tagline, too. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Miley Cyrus thought she would die without a romantic partner. That was her quote. I thought I would die. If I wasn't romantically involved with someone, if I was single and on my own, I thought I would die. The superstar hit the stage at the 2021 Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival this past weekend, which I really wanted to go to. Did you see that lineup out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, aren't the Foo Fighters? They like go every year.
Oh,
I
that
swear.
was kick-ass. Can yeah. you get me tickets to that next year, Nikki?
I can go with you.
Yeah, fine. Let's do it. The 2021 Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival over the weekend, where she delivered an empowering speech. I had a theory I would die if I didn't have a partner, if I didn't have someone to kiss me every single night. But then this was my purpose, and this was taken from me during COVID, so then I found a new purpose, and that's music. It's the glue over the last 2 years, and it's what was keeping us strong the whole time. Okay, let's pump the brakes a little bit, but I see what you say. Look how sleepy Violetta is. Their eyes are half shut.
No,
yeah.
no.
Yeah, yeah. So she thought she would die without a romantic partner. Are you that kind of person, Nikki? Like, if you were single, would you be uncomfortable or comfortable?
I think comfortable.
I
wasn't single a ton, you know what I mean? But I think comfortable.
Did
when
you
I was,
bounce
I liked
from
it.
Relationship to relationship
no.
with very little time in between?
No, I just didn't have a ton of relationships.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They were
yep.
long. But
gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So single, I think good.
How about you, Whip?
Yeah, it's interesting. I remember when I was single, and I would then...
Did you think you were going to die?
Not quite, but I think I would always
not
sort
quite.
Of romanticize...
No, I thought I'd just get a really bad flu.
Right. I would think back to the relationships that I had in the past and think like, oh, remember how great those days were or whatever? Then I would have to slap myself like, wait a minute, but it also kind of sucked in certain ways. So I think that I wouldn't die, but I think I'm more comfortable in a relationship.
So if you were to, and again, we are just theorizing
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
If you were to become single now.
Well, this is so weird.
Would you actively seek out a relationship immediately?
No.
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 Mm-mm.
No.
What would you do? Go to a lot of baseball games.
Yeah, I'd talk to myself for a while and think.
Define how long. How long would you power down before you dove back in?
So I have no idea, but let me go with like a year or two.
Oh, wow.
But I have no idea. Maybe
now,
more. Who knows?
Sleepy Violetta.
Yeah?
The concept of she would die without a romantic partner. You strike me and tell me I'm wrong as this kind of person.
I don't like to be alone.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
I'll take anyone.
But you're not all that crazy about being... I'll take anyone.
Right? No.
But
no.
you're also not all that crazy about being in a relationship either,
well, that's
right?
true. I don't like commitment.
Okay.
This is a conundrum.
Just,
I think Nikki said conundrum earlier in the week.
Yeah.
I think this is one.
So you're in constant conflict with yourself about...
I like to do what I want to do when I want to do it, but I also...
As long as there's another person nearby to do whatever you tell them to do.
Right.
When I want them there, yeah.
Right.
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 Wow.
And you have to realize
yeah.
everybody wants to do what they want to do when they want to do it. It's just some people sacrifice that
sure.
a little bit for the, you know.
So Miley Cyrus thought she would die without a romantic partner. 312-233-1019. Is there anybody right now that's newly single?
Ooh.
Newly single. Either just broke up with your significant other or recently divorced from your significant other. Newly single. And by newly, that's relative. You know. Say, you know, month, couple months, six
yeah,
months, whatever.
Six months.
I want to see 312-233-1019. Do you feel like Miley or do you feel the exact opposite? Like you're like, all right, I've been single for, you know, 60 days. That's enough. Let's go. Or you're like, oh, my God, I've been single for 60 days. Give me another 60.
This is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one is it from someone who's living it right now? 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019 if you're newly single. Enjoying it? not enjoyable. It's okay for now, but you're ready to move next to that next level again. Generally, what is that feeling? 312-233-1019. Like Violetta, if you became single today.
Yeah.
You would be pushing for a relationship tomorrow. Is that right?
I'd probably already have something lined up.
There you go. I think a lot of them do overlap. So I'm trying to avoid the overlaps.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Like the clean break and the fresh start.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the window between those two.
Yeah, right.
How long?
312-233-1019. Newly single. Can you help us out right now? Let's see what that experience is like for you. Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Newly single.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were you in the previous relationship that just ended?
18 years.
And how long ago did it end?
About a month and a half ago.
All right, so you're 45 days in. How does it feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? Are you liking it? Are you already ready for another relationship?
I love it.
Okay.
It's the greatest. What's the best part about it?
You can do whatever you want. You ain't got to worry about nobody telling you what to do.
Oh, wow.
Ain't got to worry about nobody.
Wow. Do you think you'll get into a new relationship anytime soon, Nick?
Nope.
Dumb question.
Yeah,
dumb
no,
question.
No.
Dumb question.
Nick,
Eric,
you're living
you,
it.
What are you, an idiot? Yeah. Oh, wow. What if the perfect person came along right now, Nick, came right across your doorstep? Would you reconsider that, or would you still pull back?
I'd pull back.
Seriously.
Okay.
No kidding.
It's all about timing.
No kidding. Are you lonely at all?
Nope.
Does he sound like it?
Not at all.
You really sound so happy.
God. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. It's the greatest. Everybody should try it.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
What is everyone concerned with this morning on Twitter? I'm certain it's something very dramatic. Top three things trending on Twitter to start your day. We do it each morning at 7, then update it at 9:30. So make sure you're streaming on your free Mix app after 9 a.m. today. You ready to go, Violetta?
Yes.
All right.
Ahead of their takeover tour.
At number three.
Oh.
She's ready.
You took forever to get there.
You're going too slow for it.
Yeah. I'm trying to just go at your pace.
Okay, good.
Your Advil PM pace.
Thank you.
At number three, Violetta.
Ahead of their takeover tour, 21 Pilots has announced that they will play an online concert in a virtual platform game, Roblox.
Yeah.
Roblox.
You know it?
Yeah, it is our hell.
Wow, okay. Well, they're going to be there. The performance launches at midnight on September 18th, so if you want to catch it, you can.
Wonder if they're being paid in Robux.
Yeah, you know.
You know, you get it, Eric, because I know.
Cool inside joke.
It's not inside anybody who's familiar with it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anybody that's in the game.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, believe me, that Robux, you feel it.
Just take a 20 and light it on fire. Yeah. There you go.
Swanee actually just punched himself onto that one. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Squirrel Girl trending as new Warrior
Squirrel Girl.
Marvel creators reveal the first look at the footage of the Squirrel Girl costume.
Nice.
Yep. This was from the canceled Marvel series, so it's a little bit confusing why they're showing you the footage from something that was canceled, but they are.
What is Squirrel Girl, Nikki?
Yeah, that I shockingly don't know.
Is
about,
that real?
Right?
It's a cartoon.
Sounds like a
on
parody.
Marvel.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl. I don't know that.
And
it's
Marvel
a Marvel thing.
Yeah, it's like a flying squirrel.
Gotcha. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Everyone's talking about it. It is National Teddy Bear Day, and
no one is. I'm not.
Yeah, listen here. It's
don't
also
lump me into teddy bear people.
National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Now that I am talking about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a teddy bear and a wiener schnitzel. That's trending.
Whoa. It's the weirdest trending ever.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
Sarah Michelle Gellar admits she mixed up her anniversary date with Freddie Prinze Jr. and had to be told by Good Morning America when her anniversary was.
That was nice of them.
So, you know, Michael Strahan is telling her when her anniversary is. That's a problem, Sarah. Anybody listening who forgot your anniversary and or his or her birthday? Here we go. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
What happened?
So I, every year for 15 years, have forgot my husband's birthday.
Just overlook it, or you just honestly don't remember what day of the year it is?
Both.
Okay.
Most of the time, I just overlook it. But then when I try to think about the actual date, it's like I know the month and around what it is. I can always forget if it's the 26th or the 27th.
You've got a general window. Yeah. You just celebrate the 20s of that month, whatever day it is.
Specifics elude you, yeah.
What month is it?
It's July.
And that really says it all, doesn't
it? Oh, my God.
July-annuary. I believe.
Oh, Julie.
Thank you for that. Cannot keep track of this stuff, Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. What did you forget?
I could never remember our anniversaries. I know it's December the 7th, 8th, or 9th. And I always have to refer to somebody gave us a wedding gift that was engraved with the date. I always have to look at that.
Really?
To see whatever.
Right. You're like, I know my anniversary is coming. I better go check the tea set.
Yeah. We do. We do. The both of us do. So we look at that thing and then it's like, okay, 7th, 8th, or 9th. It's one of the three.
Right. You know what's hard is when those days are early in the month. Because those month the month turnovers sneak up on you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Once you get into mid-late month, like if it was like in November, if it was November 2nd, that sneaks up on you out of nowhere. But if it's November 20th, you got time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? November's around for a while before you.
I think you just have good dinners and champagne all 3 days. Yeah. Why not?
Well, that's the way to do it. Hi, Jessica.
Hey. My husband and I can never remember our anniversary. Because
we should introduce you to Kathy and her husband. Four of you should go out.
But it's not our fault. Before you get married, the priest has to say yes, and the priest said no. So the day we were supposed to get married, we couldn't get married.
Uh-huh.
So we went to a different church and found another priest, but then he wasn't available on the other date we wanted, so we ended
you know
up
what? Somebody needs to check into the priest's social calendar.
Right, exactly.
Very in demand. Jeez.
Wow.
So we know it's the end of September, but we always, one or the other of us is always messing up which day it is.
So you've got the shoulda date
and
the actual date.
Yeah.
I see. I'm a little curious on a priest saying no.
Well, he found out that we were doing things we shouldn't have done before we were married. Yeah.
They can say no for that?
Yeah.
Let us never get married, right? Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Before we get into name number 2 of 10 Chicagoland names to get your paycheck doubled.
Yeah.
30 pounds of these each year. 30 pounds. The average person. So then, you know, you got the ones that really like these and go crazy.
Yeah, really put them away.
That's just the average.
Hmm.
Okay.
30 pounds of what every American eats per year on average, Leanne?
French fries.
There it is.
Oh. And those are light, too, so.
30 pounds of French fries.
Yeah.
I can eat French fries every single day.
I think a lot of people can.
Yeah.
A lot of people can. In fact, McDonald's uses 7% of all potatoes grown in the U.S. for French fries.
Wow.
7% of potatoes grown in the U.S. go to McDonald's French fries.
That's
crazy.
Unbelievable. You like the fries, Leanne?
I love them. I had them for dinner last night.
There you go. Where do you get them from when you get them?
I got them from Chickies on Roosevelt Road.
Chickies?
Oh, cool.
What is Chickies?
Broadville. Yeah.
That sounds good. I would go there.
They have great beef sandwiches.
Is it like a hot dog place, too?
It is. They have everything. They used to be on like 35th and Pulaski or somewhere in that area years ago. But
right by Potillo's.
Exactly. Chickies isn't that far from me. And you know what? I found that any hot dog place you go to, any hot dog joint, always has good fries.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Doesn't matter. And they all kind of have the same fries. I don't know if they have like the secret hot dog joint fries.
Yeah, it's the fresh cut in those squares.
Yeah, they're really good. I had a buddy that was telling me yesterday he went to dinner. I guess she's got a new place over in the Hoxton.
Oh.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, I can't remember the name, but it's supposed to be really good. Stephanie, we have to try that one out too.
Yeah.
25% of all American potatoes end up as French fries.
Mm.
Wow.
25%. Americans eat a total of 4.5 billion pounds of fries in a year.
Whoa.
It takes more potatoes than you think to make fries. I made some by hand last week and air fried them. Yeah, and it like didn't produce nearly as much as I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Three Story Thursday. You know, you heard a tidbit Tuesday and tidbit Wednesday and the weekend wrap up and all those can be a bunch of piles of stories that you got to plow through. Three Story Thursday, we streamline the process.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw three headlines at you, You let us know in order which way you'd like the stories, which headlines, in what order.
Yeah.
Not to be redundant. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Probably.
Everybody seems distracted.
No, totally.
Did I miss something?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No.
I'm not distracted.
You're just sleepy. Headline number one. This one's right near a wheelhouse whip.
Turn it up.
Construction company in Poland creates flower-scented asphalt.
Is there a joke?
No. Nope.
Where's the joke?
Nope, you would think, right? Construction company in Poland creates flower-scented asphalt.
Oh, that is... See, we are always innovating.
There you go. Headline number two. Infamous man who married his sex doll is now in love with his ashtray.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Please tell me that one's not in Poland.
Yeah.
And headline number three. North Carolina woman arrested for taking her baby to a break-in.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay.
I see where that one's going.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A baby at a break-in. What would you like to start with?
Let's get the poles.
Yeah, get the Polish in there. Asphalt out of the way.
Let's end with the baby and a break-in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Construction company in Poland, whip your people.
Yeah, that's right.
Created a flower-scented asphalt, Polish construction firm Budimex. Have created a floral-scented asphalt in a bid to improve working conditions for road builders. While vapors emitted by ordinary asphalt are not harmful to humans, the novel material will provide a more comfortable working environment for construction workers paving roads. They are neutralizing the typical smell of asphalt and replacing it with a floral scent.
Nice.
Get overwhelmed by lavender when you're putting down a road.
Huge Yankee candle while you're doing it.
Exactly what it is. Very nice.
Yeah.
Polish people always looking out for their own.
That's correct.
Infamous man who married his sex doll is now in love with his ashtray. Yuri Tolochko, who infamously married his specially designed sex doll, Margot.
Oh.
Last November, he had a wedding ceremony attended by dozens of guests who really need to question themselves as to what they're doing with their lives.
Jerks.
Has found new love, a giant ashtray. He's a pansexual, that would be Yuri, a 36-year-old big man of muscle, they say, and met his new bizarre love while at home. Although the proudly bald social media star from Kazakhstan noticed the ashtray a while ago.
This story is crazy.
You come here often?
Right.
Did Borat write this?
I just sit here on this table.
Right.
He claimed it was only when he arranged a photo shoot during a paid special appearance at a venue that he's discovered that he had feelings for the ashtray. Well, it takes all kinds.
I don't know.
Who are we to question love? And
as long as the ashtray is into it.
Yeah. As long as the ashtray is signed off.
That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Like, if the ashtray isn't going to, like, ashtray therapy for
it. Yeah, that's... You got a point.
And finally.
Yeah.
In Marion, North Carolina. Woman arrested for taking her baby to a break-in. Her 7-month-old son... Deputy Robert Watson said multiple charges were filed against Jenny Annette Skidmore Real. She got four names. According to the sheriff's office, deputies responded to a home of a reported break-in. The sheriff's office said deputies found Real at the scene. She had stolen medication, a power saw, some guy's ashtray wife, coins, knives, socks, and jewelry. She stole socks. Deputies say that she had her son with her. He was only 7 months old and was holding a bunch of the stolen material.
Oh, it was his fault.
It's crazy.
It's his fault. Did you just say that?
She has her baby at a break-in.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
What is possibly going on Twitter right now? Don't know. Hopefully Violetta does. Top three things trending on Twitter. Here's your update from earlier in at number three.
Kylie Jenner is preggo with baby number two. She and Travis Scott shared a sweet video revealing that information. This is kind of a big deal because the first time around, Kylie famously kept her whole pregnancy a secret. Stormy, her first child, is now going to be a big sister, so congrats to them.
Stormy.
Yeah, spelled with an I.
I don't think I knew that. I probably did, but just... Didn't remember.
Yeah. Shot it
locked
right
it out.
Out.
Locked it out.
Just like I will right now. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Staying on the Kardashian theme, Northwest.
Oh, good.
Kim and Kanye's eldest is trending after she savagely called out her mom for making and having a fake voice when doing her promotions on her Instagram page.
Good.
You can hear, you can hear North in the background being like, why do you do that? And at one point, she even started mocking her mom's voice. Do you want to hear a little clip of that?
No, I'm good.
Well, we have one.
I want to. Please.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Come on.
Why do I talk different? For what?
when I for my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different? Guys.
Guys, so today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
So cute, right?
I just found my favorite member of the West family.
Yeah.
Look at that. She's adorable.
Yeah, she calls it like it is.
Mocking your mom, that's awesome.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Taco Bell wants you to send back your used sauce packets so they can reuse them. What?
How can you do that?
You're probably your unused
no,
sauce packets.
No, used ones. They want to reuse them. So their plan is to recycle as many of the 8 billion pounds of used sauce packets that go into U.S. landfills every year. Hmm. They are asking you to mail them back to them. They partnered up with TerraCycle. It's a recycling company. And that company is going to give you a free shipping label. And you're supposed to, I don't know, I guess, you know, put the hot sauce on your taco and then give it back to them.
Let me know how that works.
I don't. Hey, it's a good idea.
How many trees are you wasting with your envelope that you're mailing it back in?
Yeah.
It's in a box.
Oh,
I did not want to open that envelope, man.
And it's just when you wish there was a third Kardashian story.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.